Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, okay, here we go. It was just Friday. What happened? It was just Friday. I turn around, and here it is Monday. Professor Plum... I don't know what that means. I think it means I'm getting older, because when you start to, you know, lose track of not just weekends, not just months, but entire years. I'm told this is now 2018.
Very good.
What happened to, like, 2002? I mean, was that, did I miss that somewhere? 2003? 04? I kind of remember maybe there was something there. Anyway, new year. New tax laws. We're not really going to get into that today. By the way, I'm Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We welcome you to the program, folks. Starting a new week off here once again with more strategies for you. Now, today, we're going to get into the idea that it's a buckets discussion. We're going to focus primarily, I think, on bucket number two, because that seems to be the one that gives a lot of people fits. But buckets in general, and I've seen it again. It was handed to me just like 10 minutes before I went on the air. And we'll discuss this at the bottom of the hour. It says, there's a hole in the retirement bucket strategy. And we see these articles every so often that pop up. You know, I mean, people trying to be contrary and say what the flaws are in the strategy that we believe is... best suited for people to get through down markets. Is it going to make you rich during the up markets? If you were bucketized last year, Professor Plum, did you take advantage of all, you know, 21% or whatever S&P was? Well, of course not.
Well, not on the entire portfolio, but on a portion of it.
Yeah.
Your long-term growth, the assets that you've identified that you can actually take risk mm-hmm. with, you probably did at, you know, somewhere in that range, whether you were, you know, purely domestic or international. You had a little bit difference in how much you made, but part of your portfolio went very
right.
well.
Now, if you were strictly, 60-40 or 70-30, I don't care what it is, mix of stocks and bonds, did your stock portfolio do as well in, let's say, a buckets type strategy as it would have been if you're just the type to take systematic withdrawals out of your account and hope for the best?
From an overall portfolio standpoint, starting value, ending value, not really caring about what happened in between, you probably did not do as well with buckets.
Because that's what it's designed for.
A good portion of your money was in safer, more liquid accounts than what you would have had in a 60-40, 50-50 mix, where it's potentially all at risk. And last year was kind of an anomaly, because last year, unlike any other year I can remember, I don't know that it hasn't happened, but I don't ever remember where all 12 months of the year in the domestic market as measured by the S&P was a positive month. I just don't remember that. Usually there's some good months and some bad months, and the year may be a positive year. I mean, even you go back to like 1987, everybody talks about how bad October 1987 was, but if you look January through the end of the year, it was a positive year. It wasn't a great positive year, but it was positive. Mm-hmm. But there were some negative months in there, like
yeah.
October.
Yeah.
2017 was the first year I can remember that was every month was a positive month on the S&P 500. That is just an unusual occurrence. I don't remember it ever happening. Again, I don't know that it hasn't. I just don't remember it happening. So last year was kind of an anomaly. So yes, last year, a diversified portfolio, even on a pro rata distribution, worked wonderfully. Worked great. Do you want it to work, your strategy to work, when the markets are doing better and unexpectedly better than ever? Or do you want your portfolio strategy to work when it's more normalized?
Well, exactly.
Or worst case scenario.
Exactly. Which is why we talk about buckets in the first place, which is why we espouse a bucket strategy in the first place. And which is why we're going to be talking a little bit about it here, about bucket two, but we could incorporate all the buckets, really. And then I think around the bottom of the hour, I'm going to bring up this article. It's in Think Advisor magazine, which, there's some good content in there, oftentimes. But oftentimes, or sometimes, you're going to find stuff, then you say, what? So we'll talk about that. I will address that without going too far into it right now. But it always kind of irks me, Professor Plum, when somebody tells you the flaws of something when they get it wrong to begin with.
And then their solution, which, sounds reasonable, doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it works sometimes.
But I don't want it to work sometimes. I don't want to take a gamble, take a shot at in the dark. I just don't want that. So anyway, we'll talk about that. Okay. 877 Planner. I should give you our phone number, 877-PLANNER. We're open for business here. We are all week. So give us a call with whatever money issues, concerns you might have, retirement, new tax law. You can ask us about that. Whatever's on your mind, 877-752-6637, and emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Also, reach the Brain Trust off the air, Professor Plummer, any Lucia Capital Group advisor. It's important. I'm going to remind you of this throughout this month, that getting started planning, because you don't know how this new tax law is necessarily going to affect you. 800-644-1150. It actually might work out in your favor, at least initially. In fact, it is a chance that it could.
Well, for 2018, I think it's for most people, you'll have an increase in your take-home pay.
Yes, yeah, which is
a good thing.
Which is a very good thing. Now, we have to keep in mind that what they might give you early on, they're going to wind up taking away later. But hey, that's somebody else's problem.
We'll deal with that when it
happens.
We'll
deal with that later. At least I won't, or somebody will fix it. Don't you worry your pretty little tax-paying heads about that.
But so, next year, or this year, it should be a beneficial year from a tax standpoint.
Uh-huh. Next year,
for almost everybody.
Yeah, well, it's starting this year,
2018.
Right, yeah. But not for everybody. Certainly not for everybody. But no matter what, it helps to plan, strategize, and you need to do that. Your portfolio needs to reflect the current tax laws. Take advantage where you can, and if you can't, figure out how. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Just a couple minutes here, so we won't get heavily into bucket number two, but Professor Plum, the reason we talk about buckets, we devise bucket strategies, is to do what we call matching your assets to your liabilities.
Correct.
Let's explain what this means.
Well, if we're looking at the ability to spend money, that's a liability. I need to spend some money next month, next year. That's a short-term time horizon when it comes to the overall scheme of things. I should be funding that short-term liability with a short-term asset. We saw this happen very negatively in 1993, 94, the early 90s. Where a very large municipality, one of the wealthiest municipalities in the United States, was using very long-term instruments, long-term bonds, to fund the short-term side of their county's expenses. They needed to spend money for road repairs, whatever else the county does, in the next couple of years, and they went out very long because they guessed that interest rates were going to continue on the downward trend. They used a long-term asset that had a lot of volatility if interest rates went the opposite way that they wanted them to fund money they had to spend. Their budget called for them to spend money in the next year, two, three, four, 5 years. It worked exceptionally well, incredibly well, and so well, in fact, that their CFO, the person in charge of maintaining their portfolio, was touted as the municipal manager of the year. He was flown around giving speeches on how a municipality should manage their money and then he guessed wrong in 1994 on interest rates and bankrupted the county. Did he turn into an idiot overnight? No, it's just that something happened that he hadn't anticipated. And actually, most people did not anticipate. Very few people were calling for interest rates to go up quite a bit in a 1 year.
Yeah, but it happened.
But that's the problem. We cannot predict the future. And using a long-term asset that has volatility, an asset that could be worth a dollar, could be worth $1.20, could be worth 75 cents, to support my spending next year that I need a dollar for, is potentially asking for trouble. There are times when it works out really well, and there's times when it doesn't work out really well. And this gentleman basically bankrupted the Orange County, California.
Yeah. Now, do you want your entire portfolio to be determined by it might work, but then again, it might not?
And
I don't.
That's what happens when you fund your liabilities. Now, retirement is not one liability. When you're 25, retirement is a liability somewhere in the future, 40 years away. Okay, that's all long term. When you're 65, 75, retirement is not one type of liability. There are liabilities, spending needs you need next year. There are spending needs you don't need till you're 85, 95, maybe 100. So you have different time horizons, short-term spending and long-term spending. Even when I'm 65, you know, one of the things is that when you hear people say, well, I need to go to cash when I get to retirement. Why? Are you planning on spending 100% of your portfolio in the first year of retirement? I don't know very many people that plan on doing that. So you need to stretch it out over retirement and fund it appropriately.
Well, that's why we talk about this. We segment, time segment your portfolio. What you need now, what you're going to need maybe 8, 9, 10 years from now, what you're going to need 15, 20, 30 years from now. All right, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about that medium term. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price. Pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Exploring options for investments that can be integrated into a fundamental strategy to manage your wealth. Now, on Bucket Strategy Investing.
That's it. That's our program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here. Talking buckets with you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Maybe you've got comments, questions, concerns about other things. You're welcome to call now, 877-752-6637. We'll also get to your emails, which you send us at wealthed.com. Our website, go there at the Find Your Answer link and click on that and send us your question here at Wealth Ed. All right, talking about buckets. Now, so we've discussed the importance many times, not just today, but many times, of segmenting your portfolio to make sure that the money that you have to spend tomorrow is not going to be affected by anything in the markets. Whatever the markets do, you're going to have money to spend.
That would
your
be
bills
the goal.
Tomorrow and next year and 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. We take it all the way up to 7 years, six, 7 years, depending, but we like that.
Bucket number one.
Bucket number one. All right, we've talked about that before. Doesn't all have to be in cash. Some people say they like that, but it's probably not a great idea to keep it all in cash. But you have that to take you up to years, we'll call it to year seven. Now, we know there's a long-term bucket as well, bucket three. But we don't put that at year eight because, Professor Plum, there have been too many times in history.
The bucket two is one of the harder buckets to fund because a 7-year, 8-year, 9-year time horizon in a pure equity portfolio normally does okay. So if you want to deal with normally, that's the risk you want to take. But a lot of people don't want to deal with, well, normally. They want to have a little bit more confidence that it will have a chance to work. So instead of just going all equities and, you know, bucket number two or anything other than bucket number one, which is touted quite a bit, just have 3-4 years worth of cash and put the rest in the equity market. We like to segment it out a little bit longer because there have been not a huge number, but a few 8, 9, 10 year periods of time where the market has not recovered and done well. And so we want to try to avoid those because Murphy's Law says that you'll find the next one. Even though the last 8 years have been pretty good, who knows what the next 8 years will be? We don't know, and that's the key. We don't know. So what are we going to use for that time horizon? We don't want to use cash for 10 years, 9 years, 8 years. So where are we going to? What are we going to deal with? Well, there's lots of different options, and they carry different sets of characteristics depending upon how safe, conservative you want to be, or how much risk you're willing to take, how much volatility, you know, that you're willing to accept from a year to year over 5, 6, 7 year period of time. And there are ways to take it and do it with no risk. Of course, anytime you say the term no risk, you're going to curtail your potential return. You can't have market-like returns with no risk. So you can have a reasonable rate of return. Reasonable in today's world is in 3, 4, 5% range. That's reasonable for a 6, 7, 8 year period of time. Not 10, 15, 20%. While it could happen if you stayed in the market, you can't reasonably expect that to happen.
So you've got to fund, you've got to do something with the money that's going to get you between the end of your bucket one, which is about year 7, year 8, up to year 15.
That's or some number longer than 10, realistically.
Let's call it 15.
So depending upon how risk-averse or risk-tolerant you want to be, there are different products. The most common is just your, that's where your balanced portfolio, your 60-40, your 50-50, or even right now what they're saying your 75-25, 75 stock, 25 bond type of portfolio would be. Using that income, typically in those types of portfolios, the stocks are more value-oriented, they have a higher dividend, and they have a cash flow that's being generated from the stock portfolio that's part of that, and then there's a bond or fixed income portion that's got some cash flow from it too. So overall, you've got a 3-3.5% cash flow maybe from that type portfolio, not to spend, but to reinvest. To reinvest and help moderate that movement that's going to be there, because to get that kind of a yield out of those bonds, there's going to be a longer term area. To get that kind of, you know, yield, the stocks go up and down, even value stocks go up and down. And so you're using an ongoing cash flow reinvestment to help buy low, not as buy high. It's a little bit of internal dollar cost averaging. But does that guarantee positive results over 5, 6, 7, 8 years? No, it doesn't guarantee it. But it helps. You know, so it takes away some of the highs, it takes away some of the lows, and it helps the volatility. And typically, you know, there have been much fewer bad times over 7, 8, 10. Now, there's been fewer great times, but you're probably going to get in that 5-6% range, maybe 3, maybe 8, somewhere around there. But it's not a known number, and there is some volatility. So one of those things that you're dealing with a balanced portfolio is trying to do something that is very difficult. Same thing with the stock portfolio, for that matter, your bucket number three. We're looking at this and we're saying we cannot be greedy. What do I mean by that? It means when the markets have done exceptionally well and your bucket two or your bucket three, whichever one it is, has outperformed expectations by a significant margin, like balanced portfolios did in 2016. They were way up compared to what was expected. What stock portfolios have done in 2017, I think we can admit that 20%+ rates of return in bucket number three are higher than expected. The idea is when you are taking on something that has volatility like that, because it could be down 5 or 10% in bucket number two, it could be down 15 or 20% in bucket number three, to take advantage of those up days when it's better than normal and say, you know what, I'm up 8, 9, 10% more than I expected. Let's take some of that off the table and refill bucket number one. So the more volatility that we're willing to accept in bucket number two, the more we have to monitor it and manage it. Or you can go the other way and say, you know what? I'm just going to put something aside for 7 years. I want to have a guarantee of principal on it, and I'm willing to accept a 4% rate of return or thereabouts. Well, those are more like equity index annuities. Not the income side of it, not the hybrid ones, but just the way they were developed to begin with. The reason they were developed to begin with. Fixed index annuities were not developed to create income streams. They were developed as a bond alternative for an accumulation strategy over 5 to 10 years of time. So if you have one that has a 7-year time horizon, when I say 7 year, it means that there's a surrender period on it for 7 years. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. But that's okay. You've got bucket number one for the money you need in the next 7 years. And you might have a 10% free withdrawal privilege, but those are just contract specifics. Right now, the cap rates for a fixed indexed annuity, 5-ish, maybe, you know, depending upon what's going on, 4.5. So on the years where the market is positive, you might get 5. On the years where the market is negative, you don't get anything. You don't lose anything. But over a 7-year period of time, we figure, I can't guarantee, but maybe 5 times the market will be positive, 2 times the market will be negative. We didn't experience that over the last 8 years,
but it happens.
It happens, and it will happen. So you've got probably a 4% rate of return or so, 3.5-4%.
And this is what you're talking
about. With guarantee of principal. So yeah. Where are you at on the risk spectrum? You want guarantee, or do you want volatility with better potential return? Or you can go in the middle and get some of the structured product type contracts that say, your upside is capped at 8 or 9 or 10%, but your downside is potentially anything in excess of a market going down 10, or there's different ways. There's either floors or buffers. There's things to reduce your risk on the downside. Doesn't take it all away. It's all a matter of risk return tolerance that we're willing to accept.
Yeah, you have to get a little bit creative with bucket number two. Bucket number one, I think, is a little bit easier because you just find the safe instruments, the safest ones out there that you can, and you don't care so much about rate of return. at least not in the initial years. Bucket three, well, that's long term. You can do that money what you will. It's the middle buckets that require some work. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, coming right back with more. Don't go away.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Bucket strategy, investing. We are talking buckets here. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. If you have any questions, comments about your money, about your strategy, new tax law, we may cover some more of that next year. Might next year as well. Next hour. Who knows? Yeah, we plan a full year in advance. Next hour, we may talk about some of that stuff. We have some leftover things to get to from last week, some emails to get to as well. If you want to email us, go to our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link. But our phone number here, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Just talking a little bit about bucket number two, Professor Plum. Yeah, bucket one, we've talked about bucketizing the bucket. First couple of years, yeah, you want it to be fairly liquid. Maybe if you're into year five, six, and seven, you might be able to, if you're looking five, six, 7 years down the road, you might be able to find some type of asset, product, whatever, that can generate a little bit better than whatever cash is going to give you, which is virtually nothing now. I don't think bucket one needs to be all 7 years in cash, and we've talked about that before. Now, when you get into years 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, something like that, 13...
Well, the longer the time horizon, the more volatility you can accept.
Yes.
But you do also have to know who you are. I've met people who don't like accepting volatility, and they've been, you know, lucky enough, talented enough, you know, diligent enough, however you want to say it, to build up enough portfolio that they don't need to get the huge rates of return out of their long-term growth bucket. And if they don't want to take the risk, they just don't. So it doesn't mean that just because you have a 15-year time horizon doesn't mean you have to have a diversified portfolio. But unless you have a long-term time horizon, you can't afford to have a growth portfolio. So we have to have enough time horizon to get to the opportunity, the benefit of having a long-term growth portfolio.
Yeah, really what you're doing with a bucket strategy is buying yourself some time.
Normally, when we're working, we are the income stream that allows us to be a long-term investor. We are the income stream that supports our spending habits, our needs, our goals, whatever we're doing as far as what we're dealing with right now, next year, the next couple of years.
Our job is our bucket one.
And for many people, our bucket number two. And so that's why we as workers can afford to dollar cost average into the market, save, put 100% or 90% of our money towards long-term growth. But as we get closer to retirement and our first bucket, us, starts to shorten up to a point where that bucket's not going to last that much longer. If I'm 62 and I'm retiring at 65, me as bucket number one, I only have 3 years left on me, right? So I need to have something that's going to provide for our income needs starting in year four, five, six, seven. So we're, again, segmenting out. So we're looking for assets that match those time horizons. Time horizons that are very long in nature, sure, we can be equity-oriented, and we know that it can go down. And it doesn't matter because
right. We
have a lot of time. But on money we need to spend, we need to have more security on the money we need to spend in the short run. Short run being 5, 8, 10 years.
Yeah. And we'll get into this maybe next hour, but I've seen bucket strategies that aren't bucket strategies. But I was reading about one where they talked about 3 years of cash, maybe 3 to 5 years of cash standing by, and the rest going into some aggressive type growth portfolio. In other words, two buckets.
All right.
To me, first of all, 5 years of cash, maybe 3 years, no.
I mean, what happened if I had 5 years of cash in 2007, market went down quite a bit after that. So was I back to a place where I could afford to start spending my principal, my earnings and things of that nature from my diversified portfolio by 2012? Maybe. 2010, I wasn't back to even yet. 3 years was not enough time. 4 years, 5 years, the longer that we have. And we actually recovered quicker than most people expected when we had that 2008 downturn.
Yeah.
What about 2000? If we had had 5 years of cash, would we have been okay? So 2000, we lived until 2005. We were starting to feel pretty good. And then 2007 happened 2 years later. Most people were saying, you know what, I'm just getting back to about even, a little bit ahead.
And look
what
happened.
Got hit again. So we need to have the patience. We need to have the strategy. The strategy is as much for our mental behavioral status as it is for the market movement.
Well, it is. It's just having a roadmap. And even though things look a little weird, you say, I don't recognize this and I don't like where I'm going. If it's going to get you there where you need to go, then you got to stick with the map. All right, 877-PLANNER. Before we get to Lynn in Auburn, Washington, we're going to go to Shane in Sacramento. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I love your show. I've been listening to your show for years.
Well, thank you. How can we help you?
Okay. So, yeah. So, my stepdad, he received Social Security. And my younger sister, she turned 18 in December, but she's still in high school. And I'm not sure exactly how it all works, but because he received Social Security, she's eligible for a benefit that she can receive throughout the duration of time until she graduates high school. And so the question was, if she moved out of my stepdad's house and moved in with me, would she still be able to receive that benefit?
She should be. I have never seen anything that says they have to live in the same household. She just has to be a dependent of his. Kind of.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be an issue.
My other question is, how does that work? Like, that, you know, a person can get, like, is there, like, some rule that states that it works like that? I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
she's a dependent. Like that before.
She's a dependent of a Social Security recipient. It was your stepdad?
It's her biological dad.
Oh, her biological. Her dad is retired and disabled, receiving a benefit. Yes. She is eligible for a benefit until she turns age 18 or finishes high school, as long as it's no later than age 19. So she's got another 6 months or so that she can continue to receive a dependent benefit. That amount is equal to 50% of his full retirement age benefit, assuming she's the only one receiving a dependent benefit. So if dad retired at 65 and he's getting $2,000 a month, she'd get $1,000. 66, I should say. How old was dad when he started receiving his benefit?
He's 63.
Was he on disability or was he just retired?
I believe it's disability.
Well, if it's disability, she would end up getting half of what he's receiving. And she should have been getting it all along here.
Yeah, but she wasn't? Was she always, has the situation changed?
Is she receiving?
She recently just filed everything for her to receive. She actually hasn't even gotten any of the benefits yet.
There's, okay. Well, she'll continue.
Back pay, apparently, that she's going to receive.
And she'll continue receiving it for another 6 months.
She's going to get the very first
payment. Yeah, she'll continue receiving it for another 6 months, but once she graduates, she's going to be done receiving benefits.
And it doesn't matter if she lives with her dad or with myself, she'll still be able to receive that benefit.
My understanding is you don't have to live in the same household. There are dependency issues, and so we'd have to go through those. But I've heard of people who are living with their mom, not with their dad, but their dad's retired, so they receive a benefit.
Okay.
Does that help you out?
That does.
All right. If you have any other questions, hold on. We can talk to you on the other side of the break. Shifting gears here with regard to this call, there are things called family benefits that are available to individuals who are taking care of dependent children. In this case, I would say minor dependent children, although Professor Plum, they don't necessarily have to be if they're still in high school.
Right. The rules for dependents receiving a benefit from a worker who is receiving a benefit are that they are under age 18 or still in high school, but no later than 19. So in her case, she just turned 18 last month, and they're not just cut her straight off at 18. They're going to wait till she finishes high school. Now, if she tries to hold herself back 4 or 5 years.
Not going to work.
19 is the longest they will let her continue to get a dependent benefit at that point.
Right. So even if she happened to stay in high school and she was age 20, they would stop that as soon as she turned age 20, even though she's still in high school. But the point is that there are benefits available to minor children, and in this case, you know, the one exception, if they're still in high school. Now, you said, too, Professor Plum, that if the dad is collecting this...
Disability
benefits, that she would get half of his. How is the difference? What's the difference between disability benefits and just, you know, regular retirement benefits if they were 62, 63?
From a dependent standpoint?
Yes.
Nothing. From a dependent standpoint, the question isn't, is your parent receiving a disability benefit or a retirement benefit? The question is your parent receiving a benefit? If your parent is receiving a benefit and you're a dependent and you're under the age of 18, under 19, still in high school, you're eligible for a benefit. And that benefit is equal to 50% of the disability benefit that they're receiving or the full retirement age benefit, even if they took it early.
Right. So you older folks...
Who
have younger kids, and there's some relief in sight for you, potentially. Through the family benefits and the Social Security system. All right, gonna take a break. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. More coming up. Give us a call. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is the show focused on integrating your investments with a strategy that's consistent and committed to helping manage your wealth. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
And so is this. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Taking your phone calls, your questions, 877-752-6637. I said, I know Lynn in Auburn, Washington had a question on TSP, but we're going to we're still talking with Shane in Sacramento, California. Shane, you're still with us?
I am still with you.
Okay, I know you had another question, so go ahead. Yeah, go right ahead.
The other question was, what classifies a person like as a dependent or not? Like, how does that determine? Is it,
well, basically,
if the person doesn't have to live with them, how are they still dependent if they're not? If they're not,
well, basically, it doesn't even say dependent. It just means a child of. So she goes in with the birth certificate that shows that her father is so-and-so and that they're receiving a benefit.
So it doesn't have to be. They could be living totally on their own in another part of the country.
Nothing in what I'm reading from the Social Security website says that there needs to be living status or anything. It just says you need to have a birth certificate showing the relationship, parent. In some cases, stepchildren and other can do it as well. But this is a biological child of the individual who's receiving the benefits, so there shouldn't be any issue.
Does that help you out? Is he still there?
I don't know.
Did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm there. Okay. That's it. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. You can check. Did you have any other questions for us, Shane?
I don't. I'm...
Now, Professor has something he wants to add here.
She is not married, right?
No.
That's the only thing I see that would throw her out of the mix here.
We sometimes make assumptions here, Shane, that we maybe shouldn't make. But
I was just looking at the website and it said, who can get a child's benefit? Your unmarried child can get benefits if they are younger than age 18, 18 and 19, and full-time student, but no higher than grade 12.
Right.
Or 18 or older with a disability that started before 22.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that they have to live with you. Then it says, under certain circumstances, we can also pay benefits to a stepchild, grandchild, step-grandchildren, and adopted. Well, adopted child would be your own child.
So. Right, of course, yeah.
But it doesn't say anything about having to live with you.
Yeah, so tax filing status, I guess, doesn't necessarily matter. It's just the fact that they are, in this case, the biological child, and they're still in high school under 19 is okay, but after that, no more. All right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Shane. I'm glad you bring that up. You brought that up. We have talked about that once in a while. We don't talk about it a lot, but these are, once again, what he was talking about, what he was asking about. Prior to the break, if you just happen to tune in, Shane's younger, it's his stepfather, so I guess this is what, his stepsister?
His half-sister.
Half-sister, I don't know what you call them. But anyway, She is 19 or...
She just turned 18.
Excuse me. And she's a senior in high school. And so she'll be graduating this year. And her dad is collecting Social Security benefits. I think it's disability benefits. But whatever. It doesn't matter in this case. The daughter is entitled to, I guess, half of whatever his gross benefit is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if she's, like, working and all that?
Well, earned income will affect her ability to get her own benefits. But as a senior in high school, I don't know that many seniors in high school that make more than $17,000 a year. But if she does work and she's making more than $17,000 a year, she will have to give back some of the benefits that she would otherwise be eligible for. It's an earned income test, just like we mm-hmm. talk about the retirement earnings test. There are earned income. If you're under full retirement age, and she is, she's 18, there are earnings limitations. Now, it's unlikely that a senior in high school, as I mentioned, is making more than 17, but it could happen.
I don't know. What is that? That's about minimum wage
full time.
So that's probably not the case. But I just thought I'd bring that up. Family benefits are available in many cases. Now, if you're just talking about family benefits not related to disability, in this case, there's disability. But if it's not related to disability and it's just somebody taking a benefit off of a parent because the parent
is retired,
the parent needs to have filed for their own benefit in order for any of this to have happened and be receiving their benefit.
Right, they have to be receiving their benefit nowadays because they are under full retirement age.
Yes. Before, all they had to do was file for it if they were over full retirement age or full retirement age or older.
We lost some issues here with the file and suspend. But
We really did. We really did. All right. Anyway, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's see. Quick question here from Lynn in Auburn, Washington. I would like to stay in my thrift savings plan, but I think it's foolish to take monthly withdrawals. So would a yearly distribution to satisfy my RMD be the best option? Let's explain quickly what she's talking about here.
Well, she likes, for whatever reason, the options that are available to her in her thrift savings plan. That's the government's, call it the government's 401k. There are five options. They're very simple to understand, and they're very inexpensively managed. They're indexes. They don't offer a lot of flexibility. So if 100% of the money is in one account, I don't have a problem with what you're trying to do. But if you have a diversified portfolio where you've got some stocks, some bonds, and some cash, which is the CS&I funds, the F fund, and the G fund, when you take distributions, you're taking a pro rata distribution from the whole portfolio. And so you can't specify, only take it from safer areas, or only take it from the areas that had a positive result. You can't manipulate and mix and match where the money is coming from within the TSP. So if it's all in one fund, that's one thing. Now, they also, I'd have to look it up again, but I don't believe they have just an RMD option. They have to do some kind of a structured payment that will be paid out over less time period than your life expectancy. Or you could annuitize it, which means it comes out of the portfolio altogether and it's a pure annuity, immediate annuity. But I'm not real thrilled. If you don't need the money, and I'm guessing, well, maybe you do. Maybe you're just taking it out once a year instead of monthly. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If you don't need the money, I probably wouldn't leave it there. I mean, I guess you could, but it's now you're doing some reverse dollar cost averaging aspects. Because when the markets, and I said when, not if, the markets go down, you're selling one of the funds, or more than one of the funds, at a lower point, taking it out in cash and then putting it somewhere else. And if you're going to just reinvest it, I guess that's okay. But I'm just more of a control freak, I guess. If you do need the money, it's impossible to bucketize the TSP when it becomes a distribution phase. And they're not all that flexible in how they go about doing it. They don't let you change it very often. You've got one partial, and then you have to set up a payment plan that doesn't change.
Yeah, that's unique to these thrift savings plans. They're a little bit different. We call them the government's 401k, but they don't really act in all aspects like a 401k.
In almost every other aspect.
Yeah, they do. They look like it, but as far as the distributions go, that's how it works. Oh, we're out of time.
I'd rather roll it to an IRA and have more control.
You want to talk to Professor Plum off the air? Any Lucia Capital Group advisor, 800-644-1150. Hang on, more Bucket Strategy Investing just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.